John Travis.
Hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yes. I sent an email to Gail.
Okay.
I'm just not ready yet. I may not even pursue painting. I was testing the waters, getting back into it. Frankly, they're changing the availability of and quality of the products on the market. And it's not just, I'm in Connecticut. It's something they're doing all over the Northeast, at the very least. I know. They're probably doing it all over the country. I know it's the Northeast simply because I looked into how far I'd have to drive to go buy proper products again. It's the volatile organic compounds that are in paints, and they're basically taking out what makes it work well. And they've raised the prices by threefold.
No way!
So at the moment, the last painting job I did, let's put it this way, in the difference in time between, say, a job I did in November and a job I was involved in part-time for the last 4 months, customer didn't want me there before 10:30, 11 in the morning due to, I think it was their personal bad habits at night, but...
Oh, I see. That was a very diplomatic way to put it. I like that.
dead serious. It was very frustrating. I started a job where I was working, painting job where I was working part time.
Yeah.
Where I had another job, kind of a delivery driver job where I only work like about 5 hours a day. And anyhow, the difference between, say, a November job and April was huge, where the products, they stopped selling the products or the exact same products, even primers, oil-based primers. They changed the formula, and it was just, I'm going to try to keep this concise, frustrating beyond sin, beyond anything imaginable. It just didn't get the job done. I almost decided not to go back into painting, and I'm going to try to keep going because I believe small business is the only way to really go, as opposed to, I'm not a young kid anymore. I'll be 64 in a couple of days.
Wow. You sound good. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm the last 2 weeks between, I signed up for Angie's List, and I believe that's how, or they've been after me for months, and I finally agreed. And I'm 99% sure that's how your company found me, because it was literally the next day. But anyhow, it has got me going in the right direction for moving forward and really thinking. And so I feel I am going to move forward, but just not yet. I'm going to continue with Angie's List for a couple of months, and I'm going to just see what I can do. And ironically, I just walked out of a Ring's End looking at certain products for power washing and this and that.
Yes.
So I am, frankly, I was looking for driveway sealer, but for my own house, but I was looking at other things. But I'm still moving in the right direction and thinking about it and realizing it's the only way to really make money anyhow, but quality control could be tricky, is using subcontractors.
Mm-hmm.
But everything is just too much too soon, and to start advertising that I can do this and can do that. I personally used to, at very least, not necessarily advertise, but I would promote myself as being able to paint the entire outside of someone's home, whether it's a three-story home, and clean your windows. I did it all.
Exterior upgrade, if you will.
I painted the inside. I painted the outside. I could do window cleaning. It didn't bother me to run around on roofs, and now my knees and ankles are completely shot. And I'm not really sure I can... my knees hurt, period. So I really don't want to advertise myself as being able to do all this, because I can't anymore. I'm really, you know, I feel great when I'm sitting down talking to somebody, then I get up to do this and I'm like, man, I can't be pushing myself, promoting myself this way.
So
until I get set up, providing I do pursue things, set up and hire some subs and make or employees. But first, I got to get some more work.
I understand everything that you're saying. I need to give you some options, because if you want to cancel the program right now, I'll absolutely do it. But if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as we secure a position and close off a category, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So even though you didn't complete the client interview this morning, we've already programmed your company into 57 directories. And that's all a part of giving you the most dominant internet presence locally so that you will rank. So like I said, if you wanted to cancel the program now, I absolutely would do it. But what might be a better option for you, John, is I can push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to give you all the way until September 17th before your build again. And that gives us plenty of time to get your business on the first page, and you can get a taste of what this will do for your business.
It's just way, way, way too soon for me. I did not click on accept terms of subscription for that very reason, because I just wasn't ready yet.
It has your e-signature and your IP address on here. So somehow or another, it was accepted on your end because it has a timestamp on it. And even if that wasn't completed, that's also disclosed in the voice verification recording that we have on file. So couple of things I want to let you know is we can promote your company with the lighter jobs right now that you can handle. Like maybe you say, you know, doing a complete exterior job is way too much on my knees and I don't have subs yet. But I could do a smaller interior painting, or I could do a power washing or something like that. So we could promote you for those smaller jobs right now that you can actually get some solid return on investment. And then if you do get some subs in the future and you want to take on the bigger jobs, we would just modify your keywords. Because I'll tell you this, John, we have a lot of people that use Angie Leads, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, lead generation programs that sometimes they'll put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so that they can try this program. And what they find is that this program blows the revenue out of the water, out of anything they could get off of Angie Leads, because they're a lead generation program, right? So oftentimes they're selling that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And I talk to business owners all the time that are running all over town bidding on all this work, and then they keep getting undercut by other companies. So I don't talk to a lot of people that get actually paid jobs off of those lead programs. But for the ones that do you know how they told me they got the job?
I'm listening.
They told me they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. I felt so bad. I talked to a contractor several months ago, and he was about $2,000 into his lead fees through Angie's, and he kept getting undercut. So finally, he took on a bathroom remodel, and he undercut his own pricing. But the problem was, is when he counted up his material cost, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So the very first thing that you're going to notice about this program, John, even if we pace it for you using just the small jobs coming in initially, is that it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients, people that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping you. Because when you think about it, the only reason that someone will ever Google for your business is if they have an immediate need to hire you. You know, perhaps they have a remodel that they're doing and they need some extra work around the house, or perhaps they just got a bonus at work and they're ready to hire someone. So they just type into the computer what it is that they need, and this way your company will show up front and center every single time. And let's say that you felt comfortable enough to continue with the extra 2 weeks, you know, which again means you're paid in full until September 17th. And let's say that somehow or another down the road it doesn't pan out the way that you're expecting it to. Maybe it brings in too much. Maybe for some reason your knees can't handle it or what have you. You can absolutely cancel the program. There wouldn't be any other charges. But at least that way you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid, because at that point, everything that we've done for you, you're always going to have it for your business. So what that means is that you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You're already on all the popular directories. Your business will then be mobily optimized, meaning you'd have the capability to come up from the searches on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice activation devices such as Alexa. So if you ever canceled, I mean, naturally you wouldn't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for, right? But even so, you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now.
All right. Well, at the very least, I'd like to put it off for 2 weeks then. And
okay. We can do that. I mean, I'm putting that extra 2 weeks on the back end anyway, so I can actually reschedule the client interview. They'll call you to go over your keywords and everything. And then rather than doing the programming right away, the first thing that actually will launch are the Facebook ads. They launch within 2 weeks anyway. But then after that, the Google advertising starts kicking in. So first page placement, industry standard, takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days, right? So I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So
one of my main concerns at the moment is in Connecticut, I'm required to be licensed nowadays, and I haven't even begun to look for that license to see how long it takes to get that for residential. Angie's List has gotten around that by promoting me to commercial work, which I have no idea if that's – it may very well be much, much easier if it's a small job. But at the moment, I'm not even registered, licensed as a painter. Something I never needed in the past. I was simply set up through taxes to as a painter, as far as collecting sales tax, et cetera.
I see.
So that's another reason that I'm.
Well, we could also promote you to commercial only. So that's all determined by the keywords that they put you in. And then when you get your licensing, you can, you know, start, you know, promoting yourself to the residential. However, I've had clients in the past that don't have a license that are required to, and they are allowed to take on a residential job here and there as long as they disclose to the client that they're unlicensed. So for instance, I recently helped my mom remodel her house, and she got some bids. She's 78 years old that were like way too much for a retired person on Social Security, and she couldn't afford it. And then I found this guy that was a referral from a friend, and he said that he would do it for a much better rate that she could afford, but he wasn't licensed. He was just trying to get his feet off the ground and take on some work, and he wanted to, you know, help her out with her pricing, but then he also, she helped him out because he needs to get, you know, and she was perfectly fine with it. She said, you know, I know the person that referred him. I know that he does good work, so I don't mind hiring him, you know. So I think that if you got a residential call and you just let them know, like, hey, I have a proven track record, I have industry expertise, but I don't have my license, but if you're okay with that, I can still, you know, come do the job. A lot of people will say that's fine as long as you disclose it to them. You know what I mean? What you don't want to do is promote yourself as a licensed business if you're not, because that's kind of like a bait and switch, you know what I mean? But as long as you let someone know and they're residential and they're okay with it, you can still take on that job.
Plus, they can verify that easy enough.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people, like I say, if they feel good about you, they're not going to care, because our big expertise is in exposure, meaning putting you in front of those types of people that are looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. But the second thing that we focus on is conversion, making sure that that potential client has that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. You see what I mean? And all of that is done by when we create your website, your Facebook listing, for the ads. We have the ability to upload a logo, pictures, examples of services, before and after photos, anything that you feel would help the client feel comfortable with you. That way, you know, you're getting that high return on investment through the conversion that we promote as well. So again, we'll promote that you're a trusted business in the community, you have solid industry expertise, and all of that will give that potential client that comfortable feeling in working with you.
Yeah, that's good. I, for the record, all the work that I ever got in the past, I started out with a barter industry, and then everything after that was simply word of mouth. I did very few jobs. The barter industry was helpful, but it just got my foot in the door. I don't even recall doing it for a full year. I'm sure I did, but there was nothing memorable. Everything was word of mouth.
Yeah,
my customers and my clients.
Naturally, because that's the strongest recommendation you can get, right? And that's why a program like this will work so well for you, John, because Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. Because look at it like this. Let's say that I'm new to your area and I need your service, and I happen to come across a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you. Of course I'm going to hire you, because that's word of mouth and that's the strongest recommendation you can get. If I don't have that type of a personal connection, I'm going to just type into the computer what it is that I need, and this way your company's still going to show up on top, right? So that's why I think that this will work very well for you, because you've already done solid with the barter industry, you know, by a word of mouth chain, you know?
It's just that it was all 12 years ago, at least. Actually, well, the barter was 1997. We're going back a few years.
Wow.
you need to understand that I completely got out of the business for 13, including the pandemic. It would be 15 years now. I was doing it full time for about 10 years. And then I changed careers.
Yes.
For 13 years, and then the pandemic hit, and frankly, the pandemic was one of the best times of the last 15 years. I, if only because I was no longer in a, I had a career where I was a chauffeur. Getting up at 3 a.m, working 6 days a week, I was tired anyhow.
Yeah.
I can accept the $398. My wife will be unhappy with me saying, you know, you were going to cancel what happened.
You know what, though? She'll be happy for you when she sees the results of this program, and that's why I want to give you the 2 weeks, because honestly, John, this is going to fund nice things for your wife when you think about it. So I don't want you or her to look at this like adding an extra bill to your month, because it's something that will increase your bottom line and bring you revenue, right? And that's why we're a month-to-month subscription, because we're performance-based. We know that nobody would ever, ever cancel on profit. You know, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right?
I agree. And I'd like to add that Dale Busk.
Yes.
She's fantastic. That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for the feedback, because I've been with the company for over 11 years, but Gail is pretty new with us. She's within her first year. So I love to hear that when people give me feedback and they say that a newer employee like that is phenomenal. That just means so much to us. So thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going to let her know, too, as soon as we get off the phone that you said that. That's going to make her day.
I did send her an email, and I did say, give her my sincerest apologies for taking up so much of her time. I've never advertised before, so I could be a very, especially for your IT people, a very difficult customer, because something as simple as playing on my iPad versus using the home computer, I discovered that one of the websites, a website for something else, that I just couldn't do anything with the iPad. So it's about time for me to get a Windows laptop.
Okay.
I'm a dinosaur. Computer-wise, I'm a dinosaur. That's pretty much something.
Well, I want to let you know, I had another dinosaur call me this week. He's one of our existing clients. And he wanted to know everything. He said, Tina, will you show me the dashboard? Will you show me the results? And it was pretty easy once I showed him how to get on it. But then he started getting nervous. He's like, now I forgot what you said, and I don't know how to go back. And I told him, look, all you have to do is answer the phone when people call you, and I know that you're going to answer the phone, right? And he said, yeah, oh my gosh, I feel so much better now. Because yes, if you're a technical person and you want to go on the dashboard and you want to see all of the clicks and the data and the calls, of course, that's available to you. You can see that, and it's as easy as checking an email. But if you don't want to go, all you have to do is answer the phone, and you can always do it your own kind of old-fashioned tracking and just simply ask people, hey, how did you find out about my company? And you're going to hear, oh, I looked you up on the internet. I saw you online. I found you on Google. I saw you on Facebook. And then you'll know that all of that is as a result of this program.
Well, I am comfortable to move forward. I do want to put it off for 2 weeks, Bill. I'm starting out with the Angie's thing at the same
sure.
time, and I don't even I will not necessarily agree with you, but I can certainly see the possibility where this will be 100 times better than the Angie's. But I just don't know yet. I need to do.
Yeah, what I would say is start taking on the leads through them for the next 2 weeks. And then once this starts kicking in, you could always put those leads on pause for a while. And you're going to find that the revenue that you're getting off of this program will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that comes from Angie Leads. And eventually, you're not even going to have to buy leads anymore. And your wife is going to love that, because you're going to save so much money on your future lead costs. You know what I mean? So,
yes,
yep. And Google will send out the PIN verification code today when the technician calls you later. But the good news is that takes up to 10 business days. So once you get that and you send it back to us, we'll probably be at that 2-week time frame anyway, which is great. So if your wife checks the mail also, let her know that there's a little postcard size envelope coming from Google. It will have a 5-digit PIN code in it, and it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that, just make sure to set it aside so you can get that 5-digit code back to us, okay?
Okay, and what is the PIN code and or 5-digit?
What that's for is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So Google will send it to 42 Myrtle Street in Norwalk. And once you get that code back to us, now they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish him. You see? And if it's a home-based business, that's perfectly fine. Google publishes millions and millions of home-based businesses every year. We'll just have them hide the address on there. So you'll show up with your business name, your city, and your state, but the actual street address will be blocked out.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. So I can have, let me see, the technician will call you later to finish that client interview. I have a 2:00 available, a 4, a 5, or a 6.
I can't make any appointments today. I'm on the road right now and I'm in the middle of a job that's going to be filthy, messy.
Okay. You want to do Monday or Tuesday instead?
This is part of what I want to just put off for a little while.
Okay. So when do you want to do the client interview? And I'll set it for that date. You just let me know.
I'll do Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. What time are you thinking, morning or afternoon? Do you want to shoot for a 10 a.m. again like you almost attempted today?
I prefer to make it closer to noon.
Noon. Okay. So
1 or whatever, early afternoon.
Yep, I have a noon or a 1 available. You want me to block out maybe from 12 to 1? Or 1 to 2?
1 to 2 is fine.
1 to 2, okay. So I'm blocking out an hour window from 1 to 2:00 on Tuesday, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then I'm going to send you a new calendar invite for the appointment. That way you'll get a reminder about an hour ahead of time. Because I know for me, if I set an appointment on Tuesday, I'll probably forget all about it. So you'll get a little reminder maybe around noon that day saying, hey, Local Splash will call you around 1. That way you can kind of, have a refresher that they'll be calling you, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. So you are all good to go, John. I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that you'll absolutely love this program. And then if you have any questions down the road, you can call me too. My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. And again, thank you so much for the nice words that you said about Gail. I'm definitely going to communicate that back to her.
All righty. And I do have your regular number, I believe, but while I'm got a pen and paper in my hand. What is extension 777? What is your regular number?
Okay, so I'm at the same customer support number. I'm going to text it to you too, but if you're writing it down, it's 877 635-6225. And then anytime you call in, you can hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you. But if you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So if you put in that 777 when you call in, it'll ring directly to my desk. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Monday through Friday, my time, say again the hours?
From 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, John, and in the meantime, have a nice rest of your weekend. Try not to get too dirty and work too hard today, okay?
Thank you, Tina.
Okay, nice talking to you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.